Mission Network News, 4.5-minute version, Tuesday, April 13th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. A rebel attack in Burundi sets in motion a massive refugee shift. Gunmen disrupt a worship service in Indonesia, and building homes helps international Christian education. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news today, a Hutu rebel attack near Bujumbura, Burundi over the weekend killed 24 and sent nearly 30,000 people on the run. International Bible Society's Brian LeMay says he wasn't surprised by word of the attacks. For the rebels, he says it boils down to survival.
There's just not really any way to make income, to make a living, to eke out an existence in Burundi is very difficult. And so with these guerrillas coming down and especially attacking the capital, the instabilities are going to be incredible. And if 30,000 people are leaving that small city, I just can't imagine the economic impact.
LeMay says their team responded to a similar disaster almost exactly 1 year ago.
With the amount of people being out of work, there's going to be a lot of need for ministering to people regarding what's going to happen, what's their future going to hold. And that's something that we've done in the past, is trying to direct them and let them know that there is a loving God, that there is someone that really cares about them.
Next, believers in Poso, Indonesia are bracing for the worst after gunmen broke into an Easter service and shot 7 worshipers. Reinforcements were flown into the area to prevent further clashes between Christians and Muslims. Fighting between Muslims and Christians is common in this area, and similar incidents are expected to continue. Security officials blame them on the Al-Qaeda-linked Jamaa Islamiyah regional extremist group. Pray for the safety of those involved in ministry in this area. You're listening to Mission Network News. Pastors and lay leaders from around the world will be meeting April 20th through the 23rd for a time of renewal in the United States. The sold-out Heart Cry for Revival is organized by Life Action Revival Ministries. Ralph Zatera is the conference founder and says revival is needed or evangelism is pointless.
In many of our churches, our pastors are trying to get lay people to go out and evangelize and to do what they really don't want to do anyway. And if it's a weak, anemic brand of Christianity that's being purported by the converter, it will probably reproduce more of the same.
Zatera says pastors are looking for answers, and that's why he thinks the conference at the Cove in Asheville, North Carolina is so popular.
In many places, pastors and church leaders are fed up with trying to find new programs to make the church go. Too often, we look to the program to produce the spiritual energy. We've had it backwards.
Meanwhile, the power to build lives around the world comes through a vision born out of a hammer and nails. Worldwide Christian Schools President Scott Vanderkoy says their mission to provide access to a Christian education takes shape through a unique funding structure.
We call it Building Hope Worldwide, and we build homes throughout the United States and sell them at a profit, and then 100% of that profit is designated to a particular mission school project.
While the U.S. dollar's fall means the money doesn't stretch as far, Vanderkoy says that doesn't stop their teams. In fact,
our record-breaking home raised $161,000 of net profit, and that built 5 schools in India and 3 schools in the Philippines. Because of that home and the efforts of the committee that put that home together, 1,500 children today are learning about Jesus Christ 5 days a week.
And finally, while terrorism is the hot topic of the day, evangelism continues to provide answers for those looking for answers. That's what happened over the weekend in the Philippines, a country that's seen its share of terrorist violence in recent months. Evangelist Sammy Tippett just returned from that country, where he reports he was able to minister to nearly 30 different tribal groups and saw several hundred people come to Christ. Pray that these new believers will grow in their new faith in Christ. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can sign up for our daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. While you're there, request a free copy of the DVD, The Call to Harvest from Gospel for Asia. You can also request it by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the sacrificial story of the work of Indian nationals and their incredible results. That's The Call to Harvest at 1-800-995-4828. I'm Greg Yoder.